This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So it's historic. It's massive. Give me some other words, Todd. Extreme. I've heard it referred to as extreme. Massive, historic, extreme. The potential for it. Epic. I don't know what the word is after epic, but, you know, an epic impact. There you go. An epic impact. What are we talking about? We could be talking about building the wall, because it's certainly massive. It's certainly historic. It's certainly extreme in the sense that it is a powerful signal to those that would try and exploit individuals to say, I can get you into America, give me some money. The human traffickers, the drug smugglers, everything else, it says, no, 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 no. There's the port of entry. You're not going this way. You're going to the port of entry. You want to get in? Go there. Allow us to focus all those resources right there. Today is very, very much that, in the way that Fisher Industries, a North Dakota company, is today doing a demonstration. Tommy Fisher, who was our guest yesterday, he'll join us again today for just a quick preview of what will happen today. He told me about $1.5 million has gone into this presentation. So it's sort of like, you know, Todd wants, you know, wants to be chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. And he says, how am I going to do this? I think I'll cook up a way to spend $1.5 million to get the job. And, you know, take him out to dinner.
That's kind of what Bob Pittman did. He invested $1 million in the company and then became the CEO. But
there you go. Exactly.
His credit card has a higher credit line than mine, I'm guessing. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm guessing.
I don't know how many people do that, though, when you got $1.5 million into sort of auditioning.
Well, exactly. Say, that's quite the roll of the dice there.
That we can do this. But that's what they're doing, and they're patriots. You know they can do this. They've come up with a great system, and they just want to show them. I would also tell you, believe it or not, that there have been government entities, I'll leave the names out of it, but government entities, when told, we can do this, we can do it by then, here's what it will cost, and we can show you how we'll do it. And they said, basically, shut up. We're going to give you a big goose egg zero on that, you know, part of the test here, because you clearly don't know what you're talking about. You're delusional. I'm not kidding. In other words, there's no possible way. You can't do it. And maybe the government can't, but private industry can. So today's a big day from 10 a.m. until 3 Arizona time. There will be a very well-orchestrated demonstration. There was a run-through yesterday, and you should know I was on the crew, Todd, in the cab of a Caterpillar excavator moving portions of the cement wall. And I didn't just sit in the cab, pose for the picture. I actually have video of me going 360 degrees all the way around with that, and up and down and all around.
Hey, I hear you can get through the part of the wall that Scott built.
So I did my part in building the wall.
Fantastic.
I don't understand, folks. I really don't understand. Obviously we're here because we're watching this demonstration. We're learning. I have learned a ton. It's been fascinating to know how this works, but I really don't understand why we haven't done this decades ago. You know, why have we not? When we know the amount of drugs that have come in, when we know the amount of human trafficking that's coming in, when we know the impacts of illegal immigration, you know, by doing this, you can focus on the people that actually really need help. So if somebody comes from Honduras and they genuinely are in harm's way, they're being threatened, what's the best way to help them? The best way to help them, in my mind, is to be able to differentiate who actually needs the help and who doesn't. And if you have not caravans of people trying to come across for a political statement, but you have people that actually have to go to a checkpoint and go through a process, you'll be able to help the people that actually need help. So I want to talk a little bit about that today. My big question is building a wall heartless? Is building a wall unchristian? Is building a wall mean? Or is building a wall common sense in defending the greatest country in the face of the earth? That's what I want to know. The other thing that is extreme, massive, historic, besides building the wall, something that might have crippling effects, is this storm that's making its way to our part of the world. The National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Shields is here from the Bismarck office of the National Weather Service to tell us a little bit about it. Jeff, how are you? Can you hear me?
Hey,
there we go.
Scott.
Now I can hear you. Yes, how are you?
Now. How are you doing there?
I'm doing good. You got Todd good. Mitchell and Scott Hennon here. And I'm looking for some new, you know, words to describe the storm, because I'm like, extreme, massive, historic. Those are the words that are being used, you know, to describe this. What makes this so extreme, and you know, why are all these words being thrown at this particular winter storm?
Well, there's a variety of terms that are being used for this, but you know, just put it bluntly, it's going to be a very strong, strong blizzard coming on through the area. It looks like, and it's really stretched out. I mean, we're having heavy snow all the way from Colorado into Wyoming, cutting across Nebraska through South Dakota, and then up through us. So there's a, you know, quite a large part of the plains being hit by this storm.
So when we talk about potentially crippling effects, what would be crippling out of this?
I think a lot of it's going to be based on, you know, if you have any travel plans, you will not be traveling. You will be staying where you're at. Tonight the storm really starts setting in into North Dakota. If you have any travel plans, today is the day to go. Just go. Because once we get into this evening, tonight, where you're at is where you will be staying, and you're probably going to be staying there until maybe Friday, until you start getting dug out, because it will slowly end from west to east. But with that said, we expect strong winds, you know, up around 60 mile per hour gusts. So there'll be a lot of blocked roads. So if you plan on traveling, now is your time to go.
So when you say the 60 mile an hour winds, that must be a big part of why this is being labeled as sort of worse than the others that we've seen, because we've seen plenty of shares of storms that have disrupted travel this year.
Yeah, you know, and that's the big part is the winds there with it, and also too with the heavy snowfall. I mean, we, speaking for North Dakota, you know, it looks like a area may see a foot. You know, you get from that Ellendale up to Jamestown, and even, you know, 11 inches or so as you get up to Grand Forks. It looks like even Fargo there around, you know, 7-8. But in reality, it's going to be pretty tough to measure it, because you put a 60-mile-per-hour wind behind, you know, behind snow, to actually get an accurate measurement is pretty tough.
So do I see it correctly that pretty much all of North Dakota will have snow, western Minnesota? I mean, this region, all going to snow, just a matter of sort of where the heaviest falls?
Yeah, it's just more or less where the heaviest fall. Yeah, you get into northwest North Dakota, they actually, it looks like, will not be seeing any snow out of this. You get by Williston, you know, up to actually north of Minot in there, they may only see a few flakes or minimal snow amounts. You know, that's fortunate with the Class B tournament going on up in Minot there. You do, an area of additional concern, you get into far southeast North Dakota, you get by Wahpeton in that area, there's going to be like a rain-snow transition, and they may actually have a brief period of freezing rain, so they'll have to watch out for that threat over there.
Oh, my gosh. And what about, so one last thing on the current track of the storm and the snowfall. Tonight you said it starts, so you know, I know the blizzard warning starts actually at 6 tonight, but expect this to last from tonight through how long?
Yeah, it actually kind of builds from the south and spreads more north. So, yeah, it starts out this evening. You know, the timing of it, you know, you get by Bismarck, it might be around, you know, 9 p.m. as it starts, but it'll push on in. But then when it leaves, it will be heading out from west to east. Looks like you get into, you know, western and central North Dakota, blizzard conditions look to end. Looks like early tomorrow evening, late tomorrow afternoon. But it looks to continue. The winds will still be blowing over in eastern North Dakota well into the evening hours, possibly into the overnight hours. So Friday, plan to dig out.
And about a half a minute left here. What about after the fact? I mean, what will this contribute in the way to flooding? What do you expect, you know, behind this?
I mean, there'll be some contribution. I know that the forecasts that they have done actually take into account additional snowfalls that occur. So that actually is put into the models themselves. So will it contribute? Yes. Is it being accounted for already? Yes.
Well, so it'll be a busy time for you, right?
It'll be quite a busy time. Lots of interviews going on around here.
Yeah, I'll bet. No kidding. Well, you got the word now, folks. Nobody can say that we're not warned about this extreme, massive, possibly historic winter storm with crippling effects. There, you've got every description I've seen about this all in one.
All sorts. So the main thing is stay safe. If you have travel plans, get it over with today.
All right. Our best to everybody at the National Weather Service. Thanks a bunch.
Hey, thanks a lot. Take care.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the West Side of Mine. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more online at secureenergyfuture.org. Thank goodness for coal.
At the University of Mary, our advanced nursing degrees have a national reputation for excellence. Our graduates have a 100% pass rate on national certification exams and employment. Our Doctor of Nursing Practice degree options in organizational leadership and family nurse practitioner will prepare you to become a leader in the healthcare arena. Our flexible online and hybrid options allow working adults to advance their careers. Find out more at umary.edu/DNP.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm just letting you know how grateful I am for all the calls, texts, and questions, and families who allowed me to help them getting their estate set up so it's protected, preserved, and ultimately passed on to the next generation without court oversight, probate attorneys, public record, and contestation issues with the family. One thing I heard from so many families is that they ultimately want it easy on their family, on their children. And everyone who does call will also receive a nice organizer so you can help get your thoughts together. Thank you so much for calling. I want to let you know how appreciative I am. My number is 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Next Blizzard.
Well, actually, I'll be driving a nice brand new Schwann Buick Envision which has already has an iHeart Radio app button right on the dash. So I'm just bam right there. Can't beat it. Heated steering wheel, of course. Yeah, you're going to need the heated steering wheel for at least a few more days. By the way, there's cooled seats, too. So if you're thinking, well, spring and summer are coming, yeah. You want us in a really hot seat on a really hot day? Probably not. Get yours, SchwanBuickGMC.com.
We're live in Arizona today. Actually, Randolph, Arizona is the exact location that we are at, close to Coolidge, Arizona. We are here because Stinger Bridge and Iron, the steel arm of Fisher Industries, is here. And it is quite an operation, folks. It really is. The amount of steel they're doing and the bridge spans they're doing, it's phenomenal to see it all and how it works. But, of course, they also are able to crank out a lot of border barrier slats that ultimately would go in that fence. Today is the actual day that the Department of Homeland Security gets a briefing on what exactly Fisher Industries can do in the way of, I mean, in other words, if you say you can put up a mile a day or 2 miles a day, it is so foreign to what they've been doing here previously that they don't really believe you. So today is an opportunity to have a full demonstration and show them exactly what will happen today. So the events start at 10, they go till 3, and there's an actual, you know, demonstration, a couple different demonstrations. And by the way, they're building roads while they're putting up the wall. So literally today, the Department of Homeland Security folks here will see, okay, the wall is going up, and that whole operation, we're doing a road, we're building a road, we're paving a road right there as well. Here's where the concrete is being mixed, here's where it's being poured in. They're doing all of that. They're doing all that. In fact, they will pour the concrete, go do the presentation, and come back, and the concrete is set already. So they can say how quick that happens. So it's quite an operation. We will certainly capture most of it for you and share it with you after the program today. But the audience is four individuals from the Department of Homeland Security that can see this. So that's why we are in Arizona. We're looking forward to it. Congressman Kelly Armstrong will join us in about an hour. Any questions or comments you have for him are certainly welcome on the program today as well. I just want to talk a little bit about the, you know, I don't know that it does any good, folks, to, you know, have a viewpoint and feel strongly about something if you aren't able to convince others that it's a good idea. Do you know what I mean? I think that's pretty important. And you know, so I don't come on here to, you know, pontificate. I don't come on here. I share my views, my opinions, and, you know, allow you the opportunity to do the same on any issue, anytime, but certainly on the issues we're discussing as well. And it's a conversation. The goal for me, ultimately, is for people to say, okay, I have enough information to think a little differently than I did before. You know, and that's not just about the wall. That's pretty much it about everything that we converse about. I'll give you just an example that pertains to something that's happening back home today. About 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I think, for the first time in this program, you heard me talk about some are calling it the treasure bucket gate now, but it basically was where dollars are intended to go in the state into various buckets. North Dakota has a lot of buckets, and there were three particular buckets, Water Resource Fund and two educational funds, that it was determined were being shortchanged. And this has been happening for about 11 years. And a lot of chatter about it. I just kept, well, what, where is this? What's the deal? Kept asking questions. Finally got to the bottom of understanding what it was and found out, wow, we're talking about, it's more than $240 million now. The actual total is $256 million that were, you know, dollars that were supposed to be in these three buckets by the Constitution, by the formula we use, just like how we do the legacy fund, that didn't go there. Okay? All right. So I say, well, I don't know. I think that's, you know, we need to fix that. We need to fix that right now. The reason I got concerned is because I heard rumbles very early on that the plan was to fix it going forward. In other words, we didn't put the money where we're supposed to go the last 11 years. We're relying on some language that really hasn't been codified by anybody. There was even a paper trail where the Attorney General's office said, you better get legislative clarification on that. And that it wasn't even asked for by the Treasurer's office to get clarification. So they just kept doing it the way they were doing it. Anyway, long story short, now we discover it's wrong. And an argument comes up. Well, let's just fix it going forward. And we say, and many of you say, whoa, wait a minute. And a lot of legislators weren't even really told everything that's happening here. It was kind of a leadership deal and hoping it would go away. Well, this morning, at this hour, in the Bernhild Haugland room, is a hearing about this. And ultimately, folks are testifying to the needs from those funds. You know, some education groups are in there saying, wait a minute, this is our money, and asking for full restoration of the constitutional funds and the shortfall of about $256 million, and make the correct payouts, obviously, going forward as well. Now, we have the money to do that, so let's sort of do the right thing and move on, right, and get it done. I guarantee you that if sunshine didn't land on this particular situation, something very different would have been done. And lots of folks that didn't want it to see any sunshine. Why I was worried about it, honestly, in addition to saying, well, just the right thing to do would be to put it back in, is to understand what a political liability that would be for Republicans. You robbed money from water funds. You robbed money from education. I'm not saying they did that. I'm saying that's what would be said, the campaign commercial rights itself. In addition to the fact that, obviously, it's the right thing to do. And I am growing very, very concerned about the fiscal conservative label slipping away from Republicans in the state legislature. Long story short, we talked about it, got informed, and they're working on some fixes right now. It's just one issue. Just one issue. But to me, what I'm getting at here is, let's have this conversation, not to have the conversation. Let's talk about this, not just to talk and be a, you know, whatever. I'm not talking for the sake of talking. I'm sharing my opinion, welcoming yours, and hoping there are impacts there and more eyes open. I think the wall is one great example of that. I just have a very basic, simple question for you. When you think about the fact that we haven't had walls, you realize there's a lot of arguments about this. And one of them is that they're unkind. They're mean. They send the wrong message. They're ineffective. What do you say to that? I mean, do you want a wall? Do you think a wall should be built? Because I tell you what, folks, if the American people rise up and say, enough already, get this done. We've been talking about this since Reagan. It'll be done. But you know, right now, it hasn't been enough of a pain point politically for anybody to have to listen to that. So that would make me, you know, sort of deductive, maybe. You don't want a wall. Maybe you want those dollars spent on something else. Do a little quick news poll here. You tell me, 2580550.
The Norwegians are coming.
Sponsored by Fargo Sons of Norway.
Two big Norwegian salmon dinners.
With Juvensauce?
Juvensauce is right.
Friday, March 22nd and March 29th. Tell us about the chef.
The chef is Steinar Vågenes from Bergen, Norway, and he will be putting the entire dinner together for all of us.
Prepared in true Norwegian style with all of the trimmings, right, Carol?
That is correct.
Tell us about the entertainment. The dinner music is by who?
Dr. David Ferrara, and of course Helen Vågenes will provide the Norwegian folk art music for your listening pleasure and joy, I can assure you.
And anyone that's traveled with you to Norway likely has been treated to that wonderful dinner and music as well, right?
That is correct.
Get your tickets while they last. The Stabo on North Broadway. Fargo Sons of Norway. 701-232-9222. Or Juven Tours and Travel. Call 701-237-9000.
The Norwegians are coming.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort has arrived at a Washington, D.C. courthouse, showing up moments ago in a suit, but in a wheelchair as well. Manafort facing up to 10 years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. It's the second time in a week that he'll face sentencing, as last week he was given 47 months in prison for tax fraud, bank fraud, and failure to report foreign lobbying activities. Governments around the world are grounding Boeing 737 MAX jets after a second deadly crash in 4 months on Sunday. Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary, says the U.S. will do the same if evidence is found they're unsafe.
The department and the FAA will not hesitate to take immediate and appropriate action.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Back in Arizona on What's On Your Mind. Historic day down here for a North Dakota company. It's the Department of Homeland Security here to see Fisher Industries, Stinger Bridge and Iron solution for building that wall. Do you want it built? Do you want to build it? And what do you say to those that don't? Do you think enough of us want it built? Why is it taking this long? What it possibly could... To me, it's the humanitarian thing to do. You know, I'm the kind of person that believes every single human being walking this earth is made in the image and likeness of God. So if I treat you poorly, I'm treating God poorly. Okay? That's how I view life. And try very hard to make sure that I remember that. So this isn't about, I don't like them because the color of their skin, they're coming here. No, it's about, this is the greatest country on the face of the earth. And, you know, we have to protect what's in and what's out. If we don't, I mean, the opposite to have, you know, open borders is say, bring the drugs, bring the human trafficking, bring, you know, the thugs, bring the, you know, the terrorists. Can't do that. We're protecting what the founding fathers gave us with border security. And I believe, actually, if you have the wall, it's more humanitarian because you'll prevent a lot of this garbage that's happening. People are being, you know, exploited. You know, I talk with folks here about what most upsets them about the border, it is the fact that people make money. They say to you, okay, Daniel, you want to go to America? Give me $10,000, I'll get your wife and you know, daughters into America. And they shoot you at some point. They rape your wife. The kids are left for dead somewhere. It's awful. It's cottage industry. Well, if people understand the border is secure, they're not going to pay somebody $10,000 to get them through. They're not going to buy that pig in a poke. They do now. So that one issue right there is enough to say this is more humane to have a wall. It's my take. I want yours. 800-228-0550. Brought to you today by our friends at MBI Energy. And, you know, if you go to MBIEnergy.com, you'll find a lot of opportunity. Here's what I would encourage you to do. Talk to loved ones. Maybe it's a son or a daughter that you want back in North Dakota because you like seeing your grandkids without getting in an airplane. You want them a little closer to home and to realize some of the great, you know, bounty that North Dakota has now. And that is good paying jobs. And there's some good ones. So tell them about MBI Energy or tell them to give them a call at MBI Energy. One of our fine sponsors on the program today. All right, let's get to the phones here. And Ryan's up in Minot, wants to talk about the wall. Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind?
Brian. Brian's my name.
Brian with a B. Got it. Okay, Brian, go ahead.
I just want to ask people that don't want the wall, do they lock their house at night? Do they live in a community where they have trees around their backyards and keep people out. This country is filled with gated communities, all designed to keep people out that are harmful. What makes them think that won't work in the long? I have traveled in Caribbean. I have traveled in Asia. Everybody wants to come to the United States. When did you last talk to your neighbor and ask them if they wanted to uproot and go to Asia or go to the Caribbean and live and prosper? It doesn't happen. Everybody wants to come to the United States. We have to have an orderly process.
And honestly, we need help. We need people. We need resources. I've heard great stories of the... I think it's WCCO Belting down in Wahpeton brought in legal, immigrant from I forget where, but that person coming here with what he had in his brain designed something that then started a division of their company that ended up, resulting in, 40, 50, 100 jobs. So one person comes here, creates something, and, so it isn't like we're saying we don't need the help. We do, but we need to have it be the kind of person that is going to come here, go to work, and not live off the system, obviously, and be here legally, So it isn't like we're going to shut the wall. Say again?
Yeah, I think the word is come here, assimilate, and do and build our society better. Not come here and bleed off through what we have. That's the difference.
Yeah, I know, it makes good sense. Ryan, thanks for the call. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. You want the wall? How do you make the argument for the wall? What do you tell people that don't want the wall? Or, I got to believe there's more of us that don't want the wall than want the wall. Otherwise, why? We'd have the wall, for crying out loud. We have been talking about enhancing border security since the Reagan era. Why hasn't it happened? Again, I believe the reason it doesn't happen is Democrats don't want it because they want more voters. And you have quite a span. Some folks, just open borders, don't care. Others see it as an opportunity to gain more voters, exploit the system, right? So they fight against it, but they can't fight the people always and forever. They really can't. JT sends a note saying, did you ever wonder if Trump was the right choice? Well, wonder no more. History repeats itself. Sent along a little photo here. And it's a bunch of people working on a wall. It looks to be long, long time ago. And the caption says, and the man God chose was neither a politician nor a priest. Instead, God chose a builder whose name was Nehemiah. And the first step of rebuilding the nation was the building of a great wall. God instructed Nehemiah to build a wall around Jerusalem to protect its citizens from enemy attack. So that answers that question, doesn't it? That's my proof. Keep up the great work. God bless us, JT. Thank you, JT. Appreciate that very much. 701-258-0550 is the telephone number today. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Similar to Ryan's point, texter says, I have a wall and a doorbell. Build the wall. Another vote. Texter says the wall's not going on reservation land in Arizona. I actually don't know enough about the path, but certainly could do a little checking on that. Another texter. My neighbor has already started his blizzard party. Well, that's one way to go, isn't it? I mean, if you know it's coming, and it's going to be epic, it's going to be, massive, might as well have a blizzard party, Todd, right?
The last hurrah, maybe.
There you go.
Party. Because on the other side of this, in the near future, there's really nothing, once we get past this, blech, it's a lot calmer on the other side of that.
Texter says, the Fisher folks are going about this all wrong. They need to take these politicians to an exclusive island charter, private jets, pay all the expenses, then get the contract. Milk the contract for 4 to 40 years. No common sense unless it's lines corrupts politician. No common sense unless it lines corrupt politicians' pockets. Corruption runs so deep in D.C. I actually think that's probably true more so for the people who decide, do we use that company or do we use that company? You know, the Corps of Engineers hires private contractors to do projects, right? They don't push dirt. They just administer all it, push the paper, basically. Well, a lot of the companies that they hire have former Corps people there. Now, that's not illegal, but, you know, there is some questions there. No doubt about it. Again, I just look at the performance. Texture says, they travel in caravans for safety. It's not a political statement. You conservatives have made it a political statement. How we've made it a political statement is beyond me. If you think that caravan is just organic and just happens and we're all going to want to be safe, you literally are not spending more than a minute thinking about it. I mean, there's been media embeds with the caravans, and they are organized by people down there to push the envelope, to ram through, to get attention, to say you got to do something, to get this into crisis mode. That's what's going on. I need a name on the next call there, Daniel, if you could give me that, and I will read a couple more texts here. Why don't Republicans support it? I assume you mean the wall. Why don't Republicans support the wall? I think they, more of them do than don't, but I think the Republicans have been so, what's the word I'm going to look for here? Democrats are just better at politics, and Republicans become gun-shy, for lack of a better term, because politically they're not able to answer what the left says. There's an antidote for that. It's called us. We need to buck them up. This thing would be built. And I'm telling you, this is a good cause to get behind. If for no other reason, we got a North Dakota company. We talked to the president about it a week and 2 days ago. It's on everybody's radar. Just check the box and be done, because we have too much to do. That can happen if you get involved. John in Washburn, give me your take. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, yeah, well, you know, it's like God is good, but the devil is a better press agent. I think Oscar Wilde said that or somebody. But
wow, that's great.
It is.
Yeah. You know, it's the left is running a war of attrition on the entire country, like with the disappearing funds here. And I had a friend, Korean War vet back east, and he told me the communists can't beat us. The only way they could beat us is to turn us into them, which they've done successively over generations. If you think about it, right after Trump was elected, first couple of days in office, most secure place allegedly in the U.S., his calls to foreign leaders were leaked to the New York Times. Who has the power to do that? Remember that when he was first elected? He was calling foreign leaders, and the details of those calls were being leaked.
Not only the details, the transcripts, word for word.
Well, you know, Brennan, Obama's CIA head, was a communist. He voted for a communist candidate for president. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. There's a thing called Document 7277. It was drafted during the Kennedy administration. It talks about, look it up.
We'll look it up. I'll do that. Appreciate you calling, John, and thank you for your call. And I don't think there's any doubt, and I've had people tell me this, that there are, people in the White House that are, I mean, a large percentage that are not rooting for the president and unafraid of, you know, sending information to the New York Times. I mean, a good chunk. It's getting better, I guess, but it's still a problem. Think about it.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include Croft, Pastor, and Hunting Land auctions at Oliver, McLean, Ward, Cass, Kidder, Stutzman, Barnes, Griggs, Grand Forks, Hettinger, and Lamoure counties in North Dakota. And farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazleton, Bentley, and Fort Yates, North Dakota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Contractors, if you're looking to work at the surface coal mine sites and looking for someone to lead your new miner or annual MSHA refresher training, check out the North Dakota Safety Council's upcoming courses, Bismarck Locations. Students leave their classes saying it's the best training they've had in years. So if you want a refreshing training experience, sign up for the North Dakota Safety Council's MSHA courses coming up in Bismarck. Again, the refresher, Part 48, Surface Coal is Bismarck, March 25th. And the new miner, Part 48, Surface Coal is in Bismarck, March 26th through 28th. And to register or get their full schedule of the sand and gravel and surface coal courses in Bismarck and Minot, go to ndsc.org. North Dakota Safety Council, private nonprofit, pairing up with WSI. Saving lives, preventing injuries, day in and day out, and bring you a safety reminder and a safety refresher with a little safety talk here on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550.
We're going to talk with Congressman Kelly Armstrong, bottom of next hour. We're going to talk with Tommy Fisher and tell you a little bit about what will happen down here today. I'm in Arizona at the Stinger Bridge and Iron location south of Phoenix, basically, Mesa, Tempe, about an hour, and about an hour north of the border. Tomorrow we go to the border, so we're looking forward to that very much. Julie in Grand Forks. Julie, do you want us to build a wall?
Yeah. It's funny because my husband has worked for the Border Patrol for 20 years now, and we have lived all across the southern border most of the time, and just recently, more recently, we've been on the northern border, and it's funny because I've been writing senators and congressmen for the last 20 years letters about how necessary it is to enforce the law, just to enforce the interior borders or inside our country laws for immigration. And for a long time, I didn't believe that we needed a law. We just needed enforcement because, you know, that would make these people who come here illegally not be able to stay. They would just go back because they weren't making the money. But just in the last few years, because of these caravans of people and because of people being able to undermine or utilize our laws or whatever you call it, I don't know if that just recently the laws have been changed where people are just able to stay legitimately. I think it's just awful. And so because of these large caravans, because children have been used as the linchpins to make them be able to stay and be able to have chain migration. In other words, their whole families are now uncles, cousins, distant relatives are all able to come because of one person legitimately coming in and people coming here and being able to have a baby in our country, even have a vacation and have a baby in a country. And then all of a sudden now they have the ability to have a United States citizen at that baby. And then of course have uncles and aunts and cousins and all kinds of relatives being, new citizens of our country just because of one vacation taken in our country. So there's all kinds of laws that undermine our sovereignty of our country. And I think it's, a wall is necessary because of that.
That's very interesting, Julie, that you came to that and obviously saying, hey, give my husband the ability to enforce the law, give him more, officers to do the same and we'll be fine. And then it gets so bad, it gets to a point, well, now you have no choice but to build a wall. And that's largely because, as you say, we sort of just look the other way. Why do you think we haven't built the wall? Why do you think we haven't better enforced the law?
My husband was actually a part of trying to do what amount of wall that we do have. I mean, he was involved in that waiver act that allowed the wall to be built without having to have every part of our border mitigated by environmentalists and so on and so forth. And so you know, there's everything is set forth and there has been quite a bit of the wall built, but when, you know, they excused for a long time, wasn't necessary because people, you know, the places where the wall was built in most of the cities and stuff like that and in, all across California, though that was working for a long time. And so the necessity of having these other portions of the wall being built wasn't really big, but as I said, these caravans have opened the eyes of everybody, of our lawmakers, of our president, of course, and of the agents who are trying to enforce these laws, because they're overrunning all the places where there are holes now, and that's been done throughout the decades, where people are willing to cross, you know, large portions of mountains and go in the hard way through our country. But it's not, you know, it's not common, but now it is, right? They're going through all
the... Yeah, it's a sense, in my view, it was a sense of entitlement. They believe they're entitled to come to the United States of America. There's organized efforts to get these caravans, so it's more difficult politically to turn them back and you know, even logistically for folks at the border. Fascinating story, Julie. I'm glad you changed your mind, and I'm... appreciative that you called and are listening. Linda and Bismarck, stay tuned. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.